Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, I finished answering the first question. So listen as we start another question that related to our marriage, divorce, and remarriage series.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Okay, it's time for question two. The second question is also on marriage, divorce, and remarriage. I think with the questions last year, with the series last year, should I say, and then having just ran here, I've had quite a few questions on it. So I'm doing it more the questions on marriage, divorce, and remarriage because I've had such an abundance of them, and yet I'm not doing all of those questions. Okay, so just pick some out here, and others I think will be answered as we continue in this study. So the next question, the listener says, she is taking back her husband who left her, married another woman, but now is leaving her and wants to come back to his first wife, which is her now. So rather than to go into a long question, let me just read her letter and let you see how she worded this thing, because I think that's important that we understand that and know exactly what they were trying to say or do in this situation. She says, I hate to say it, but I think you're wrong. I read Malachi 3 in verse 7 and the book of Hosea. It is not God's will to permanently reject those in divorce and adultery, especially those affected by it through the decision of others. Marriage is a picture of his marriage to the church, and he never permanently rejects us, that is our salvation, although we may lose our inheritance. God has clearly, in amazing ways, shown me that I am to stand for the restoration of my covenant marriage despite my husband's adultery, divorce, and quick remarriage to a much younger woman. My forgiveness and willingness to accept him back is more Christ-like than what you say in your sermons. Remarriage to a first spouse is not always an abomination. That was the law which Jesus came to change. Moses said in Deuteronomy 24, not Jesus, 1 Corinthians 7:10, with God, nothing is impossible. Please reconsider your stance. Why is the second or third marriage more important than the first? Because it happened? Maybe God allowed it to make a change in a person. Not because he blessed it and sanctions it. Well, I want to answer that question again. I don't say who this is from or where it's from. And I'm not sure I know who this person is anyhow. So let me answer it this way. I said, thank you for your letter. It tells me, by the way, let me, before I get back into her question, my answer to her, let me just say this. I, for the most part, after I get an email and I've either answered it or I save it until I can answer, I don't save email addresses so that I can send you more emails and things like that. They're discarded. So if you ask me, what about, could I have the email? I wouldn't give it to you if I had it, but no, so I'm not even sure where this came from now. Sometimes I write it down. This time I didn't, so I'm not real sure where it's from. And I'm not going to apologize for that. I think it's the right thing to do. So I said, thank you for your letter. It tells me you've had to endure great pain in wounding a spirit. Before I went into ministry, I actually worked as a group therapy counselor. I realized the fallacy of this and got out of it. I have counseled many for over 40 years. Enduring what you've had to endure is something that can only be done through the grace of God. Since you didn't leave an address or email, I will address this on my radio Q&A. I think I got this through the mail now that I look at that answer. And that tells you how long ago it was that I wrote this. I can tell the listeners there are multitudes who have to endure what this dear lady has, and I have told you that. Do not be quick to condemn her. Follow the advice of Jesus Christ in Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. Now, I will answer your letter in the text itself. Your letter starts out by, I hate to say it, but I think that you're wrong. Read Malachi chapter 3, verse 7, and the book of Hosea. Now, as I have said to so many, no scripture is of private interpretation. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21 says that holy men of God wrote as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, and that no scripture is of private interpretation. Therefore, because it's not a private interpretation, it means that everything clicks together. Other words, the Bible doesn't say one thing in another place and then something else here that is contradictory. The Bible works together. So if you think there's a contradiction, that means there's a contradiction in your thinking, not in the Bible. Now, I addressed Malachi chapter 2, verses 13 through 16 in this series. In chapter 3, verse 7 says, even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Now, this book is dealing with Israel turning its back on the Lord. We know that the rabbinical writings and oral traditions began liberalizing much of the things that involved divorce. Also, they added to the scriptures with things as the washing of hands, while taking from them with the commandments that amended the Ten Commandments regarding, for example, honoring parents. Now, God said in Malachi chapter 2, and we want to be true to the word, but God said in Malachi chapter 2 that he hated putting away. They had dealt treacherously with the wife of their youth. God hated them putting away for their adulterous affairs. They had not kept the ordinance of marriage. And so what I want you to understand, God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday and today and forevermore. God doesn't change, so he still hates putting it away. All right? Now, Jesus allowed for fornication. And I don't believe that Jesus is wrong. We saw that in Matthew chapter 19. But we also saw that it's not his first will. Just like Israel, having a king was not God's first will, but God allowed it, but warned of trouble following, just as it did in Israel. Now, God would allow divorce only for the cause of fornication, but there would be problems that follow, and many can attest to that have gone through that. He also warns of problems following divorce, as I have witnessed in others for nearly 40 years of pastorate ministry. In Malachi 2:17, God says, ye have wearied the Lord with your words. Yet you say, wherein have we wearied him? when you say, everyone that doeth evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delighteth in them. Where is the God of judgment? You see, the priests and others knew where the money was and from whom it came. To write things that justified their adultery and divorce in their rabbinical writings, as well as in some of their oral traditions, opened the door for people who committed adultery to call their evil good. Now, I've seen people divorce using the proverb that it is better to dwell in the wilderness than with an angry and contentious woman. I've had that several times come to me as a reason a man was leaving his wife. Now, believe me, I have wondered how some have endured in some of those situations anyhow, but they went in knowing that that's how the person is. But I also know that in several of those cases, the young lady did other things that may have been behind that the man is ashamed to talk of that might have been behind her attitude. Nevertheless, it is not a Bible reason for divorce. Therefore, the men that do that are wrong according to the Bible. That's not according to Andy Bloom. It's according to the Bible. That is, it is sin. My word? No. God's word. In Hosea, we read of God telling him in Hosea chapter 1, verse 2, the Lord said to Hosea, go, take thee a wife of the whoredoms and children of whoredoms, for the land hath committed great whoredom, departing from the Lord. She played the part of a harlot. They separated, but we see no evidence of a writing of divorcement. Hosea is commanded to buy her back after she is a slave to another man's harem. Today's vernacular, they're called pimps. And so that's what she had. That's where she was. Hosea goes back and purchases her as one pimp may sell a woman to another pimp to serve his clientele. So she goes back to her first husband from her whoredom, from her slavery in whoredom, but she's going back, but not from another husband. And Hosea had not remarried. So this in no way then defiled the law. And so you need to understand that that did not defile the law. Some folks like to justify fleshly things by saying, we're not under the law. Well, here, God did not counsel Hosea against the law, which was holy. God never changes. Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.